go faster, okay?
Yeah,
a little bit faster.
Yeah, I'll try. If you want peace, if you want sorrow and sighing to cease, Lord, the Savior who died on the tree, Jesus can save you, for he saved me. Glory to Jesus, he satisfies me. Glory to Jesus, I'm free, I am free. Glory to Jesus, I count it, I will. Glory to Jesus, I cannot keep still. Living beneath the shade of the cross, counting the jewels of earth all at dross, placed in his blood flowing, free from his side, Jesus can save you, for you he died. Glory to Jesus, he satisfies me. Glory to Jesus, I'm free, I am free. Glory to Jesus, I'll shout it, I will. Glory to Jesus, I cannot keep still. If you want boldness, take part in the fight. If you want purity, walk in the light. If you want liberty, shout and be free. Jesus can cleanse you, for he is free. Glory to Jesus, he satisfies me. Glory to Jesus, I'm free, I am free. Glory to Jesus, I'll shout it, I will. Glory to Jesus, I cannot keep still. If you want Jesus to reign in your soul, plunge in the fountain and you shall be whole. Wash in the blood that is flowing for thee. Jesus can cleanse you, for he cleansed me. Glory to Jesus, he satisfies me. Glory to Jesus, I'm free, I am free. Glory to Jesus, I'll shout it, I will. Glory to Jesus, I cannot keep. Sing it again. Glory to Jesus, he satisfies me. Glory to Jesus, I'm free, I am free. Glory to Jesus, shout it, I will. Glory to Jesus, I cannot keep still. Thank you, Jesus, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield, and you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield, and you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I will cast all my cares upon you. Yes, Father. Wonderful peace of the Lord. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace, has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace.
You know what I want to be? I want to be an overcomer. I want to be a full overcomer. Praise the Lord. I want to be ready for Jesus to come at any time. And he is so victorious. And he is our strength. Glory to God. We can't do these things in ourselves. Hallelujah. But we can certainly go to the Lord, and he's going to give us the strength that he has for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to speak today about peace. Peace in this day of chaos. You feel like that? The day of chaos. I never ever thought we would be going through what we're going through. I thought all of this had happened in the tribulation. Talked to Brother Gene Hawkins, and he said the same thing. He said, wow, this is really something that we're going through right now. But he gives us peace. We're not like the world, hopefully. Trust all of us here are not letting the devil defeat us. We are at peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1:4, we're not going to turn there right off, but to those seven churches of Asia, he says, peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come. Peace from him. That's where it comes from. It comes from him. And regardless of what we go through in life, saints of God, I've gone through lots of things in my life. My daughter keeps saying, write a book, Mama. But, you know, God knows lots of things, loss of a child, just all the different things. My husband gone and so sick and ill most of our married life, just going through all sorts of things. Then myself, praise the Lord. But I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I have peace. I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Glory to God. The natural mind cannot be at peace, but I am at peace. Hallelujah. Most of you know I was diagnosed with kidney disease, stage 3, this about a week ago or so. And but you know what? I'm victorious in the Lord. I'm going to keep going on. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is speaking to me. Just keep on going on and trusting in the Lord. And some of you have, you know, various problems. But God is always faithful to us, isn't he? He's going to keep us here as long as we're supposed to be here. When our time is up, well, then we'll go to be with the Lord, which Paul says is far better. But we're going to continue to worship and continue to serve the Lord until he comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's ask the Lord to bless the word. Father, we just thank you so much for the word of God, which is such a comfort to us at all times. Lord, in times of trial, in times of need, whatever, your word is a comfort to us. And thank you, Lord, that you are the faithful God. And we are believing you, Father, to bless this word of God today to our hearts. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Well, back here in the book of John, when Jesus was getting ready to go away to his disciples, let's read chapter 14, verse 27 is where we're going to go. Chapter 14 of the book of John and verse 27. Glory to God. The words of the Lord Jesus to us, and they are as real today as when he spoke to his disciples back then. Isn't that beautiful to know? Hallelujah. So it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise the Lord. My peace I give to you, not like the world gives us. The peace of the world only lasts for a short time. Nations make treaties and they say we're going to be at peace. And oftentimes they break that treaty and war begins again. There is no peace to the wicked, the Bible says. There is no peace. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is peace. And he left this for us, this peace that he has. You know, this word peace means quietness and rest. So I don't have to be hysterical about what is happening in this world or in my own life. I have victory in Christ. I rest in the peace of the Almighty God that he has given me. Quietness and rest. Praise the Lord. And peace is a word, a wonderful word, but we have to appropriate that. That means we have to take it for ourselves. Take it from God for us. When the devil tries to disturb us and break our peace, we need to cry out to the Lord and say, "Give me peace, Lord. Help me. Help me." Satan attacks me with thoughts, just like he does you. And the Lord gives me a victory by saying, "I will not think of that. I'm going to think on the Lord. I'm going to let the Lord be my all in all." The world condition right now is just a mess, isn't it? With this COVID virus and all of the other stuff, these riots. My goodness, saints of God, we're living in the last days and wicked times, aren't we? In 2 Chronicles 15:5, it says this. I can't read my writing. Okay. "And in those times, there was no peace that him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries." That's 2 Chronicles 15:5. It's happened before that the countries have been in vexation and no peace, but I'm going to read it again. "And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the country." And it has happened. This is a worldwide epidemic that we're going through with the COVID virus. Worldwide. All over the world. It's brought many, many problems to the nations. I heard just this past week that many in Israel are starving to get death. Starving without food. That's pitiful. They ask us to help. And that would be a good thing to do. The trials and the tests on us who are Christians are heavy. Many people don't have jobs. The government is trying to support people. President Trump just made a decree again that the money's going to go out, regardless of what Congress does, for those who are unemployed and who need help. So there are many, many trials. And these trials and tests can hinder us, besides just what we're going through individually. Each of us have trials. And much hindrance would be what we would be experiencing, a hindrancing all of the time, if we didn't let the peace of God come into our lives and be what we trust in. As Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives I unto you." This world cannot give us peace. You realize that now? Things aren't going to get better and better. We're in the end time of this age. Things are going to get worse and worse. You think you can stand that? Sometimes we think we can't stand what we're going through right now. But very soon we're going to hear a trumpet sound. Those who are watching and waiting for Christ are going to go out of this terrible place into that place of beauty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 7. Praise the Lord for these wonderful verses in the scripture which give us peace. Praise the Lord. Now in verse 5, he says, "We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." In other words, this is speaking about our deliverance. The word salvation means deliverance from this present evil world. We're going to be delivered from this world. We're going to be taken out of here. Glory to God. He says, "Wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you were in heaviness through manifold temptation or manifold trials and things that are coming your way, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, may be found to the praise and the honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. This is a trial of faith that we are living in. The trial of our faith. We don't like to be weak. We don't like to have illness. We don't like to have to go through these things where we are secluded and can't mingle and do what we want to do. But praise the Lord, we have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. This trial of faith is much more precious. How can we say that? How can you and I say, Lord, I'm thanking you that this trial of faith is much more precious than anything I've gone through? Because we are looking beyond our trial at the finished product. What is this trial of faith working in me? It's working in me an eternal weight of glory. That's what the scripture says. An eternal weight of glory. A gold, which is spiritual gold, right? Up there with the Lord, ruling and reigning with Christ. This trial of faith is much more precious than gold. And I know we don't like trials. I can't say I love the trials. But I love what Jesus is doing in our lives. And that is changing us, as the scripture says, from glory to glory. We have not arrived. None of us here have arrived to the complete glory of God that he wants in our lives. And he is working in us through the trials, through the tests, testing us to see, will they be an overcomer or not? Will they let down and give up the trial, give up the tests, and go their own way? Or will they be trusting in the living God and be victorious? God is testing us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. Beautiful letters of Paul. How thankful we are that he wrote letters, many of them from prison, and sent them all this time down through the age, over 2,000 years, having these letters. Glory to God. Beautiful, beautiful scripture. Verse 14. For he is our peace. He is our peace. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Not only do we have peace, not just that we have the Word of God that speaks of peace. Of course, Jesus is the Word of God, but he is our peace. We have him in our life, in our heart, and he speaks those words of peace. Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. I'm working. I have it. I'm handling it. Glory to God. He is our peace. And, of course, he's talking about here in the verses above and below about how that the Gentiles and the Jews were not, you know, very compatible with one another, especially in the first part of the church where the Jews were fighting the Christians all the time. And so he's saying Jesus, through his death, he brought in peace and he made both one. He made Jews and Gentiles one body in Christ. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. This beautiful peace that he gave us. He broke down the middle wall of partition between us. See that? So now Jewish people and Gentile people are born again. Of course, Paul was a Jew. You all realize that, don't you? He was a Jew, and yet he was the apostle to the Gentiles. Glory to God. Now, this word peace, it speaks of rest, again, and quietness, and that's what we want in the Lord. We need to, as believers, be at peace, not only with one another, but in our lives, in our heart. This peace needs to be reigning in us. And how do we get that? Is it by gritting our teeth and saying, I will not be afraid. I will not worry. I will not do that anymore. That's not the way. We will fail every single time when we trust our own flesh. So every one of us are in the same boat. There's not any of us here in this meeting that has a greater burden of trying to live and be peaceful as any other person. We all have that problem of having peace reigning in our life. And the only way we can get it is through the Lord, through crying out for Him. I need you, Lord. Take away this fear. Take away this anxiety that I have, and just fill me with your peace. He is the Lord of peace. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful to know? And then verse 17, it says, well, let's read 16. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. He took the Jews and the Gentiles, and he made one body. And whosoever will to the Lord may come. Doesn't matter what background we are. Doesn't matter what race of people we're from. We can know the Lord Jesus and have his peace. And then in verse 17, and he came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. Jesus came and preached peace. Preached. He did. Spoke to his disciples, didn't he? He went wherever he went throughout the world there that he was living in. He was telling people of the peace that they could have by following God and obeying the Lord by believing in him. Praise the Lord. He preached peace, but then he used Apostle Paul to go far into the other parts of the world, and also the disciples. They went into different places. You know, you can look that up and figure out where they all went and how they died. Thomas went to India and preached Christ. All the world began to know about the peace that Jesus is by preaching to those that were afar off, which speak of the Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, the Jews. The Jews needed it just as bad as the Gentiles because of their self-righteousness, thinking that they were pleasing the Lord. Glory to God. So as we look at peace, and you've probably heard messages on this before this, when you think about peace, actually we can see three parts in peace as we study it. So we're going to turn to Romans 5. Romans 5, most of you can quote this, I imagine. Glory to God. We're going to verse 1 of chapter 5. This is, the first one is the peace with God. The peace with God. And this is what every person in the world has to have. Now, maybe a Christian may not always have the peace of God and be letting peace reign, but we know when they receive Christ that they have the peace with God. And so notice here, therefore being justified. And again, this word means to be made righteous. How were you made righteous before God? By receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your name is written in the book, and along a side of your name is written righteous, justified, because you believed in Jesus Christ as your Lord. And then he says, we have peace with God. We were enemies of God before this. And now we have peace with the Lord Jesus and with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that brought us peace by his crucifixion, by his giving himself. Notice in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. I love that word, access. Just come right in, he says. Come right in to my presence anytime. I'm your father. You're my child. I'm glad to hear from you. Come anytime. into my presence. That's something we need to all be more cognizant of, is to cry out to the living God, no matter what trial, what test. Let the first thing we do is to cry out to our Father. He cares about us, and He is the one who has given us peace. Glory to God. He made us righteous, which speaks of innocent, to be holy and just. You have a new life of Christ, which is innocent and just and holy. Glory to God. We are cleansed because He bore all of our sins. We're no longer a sinner. We are a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may commit sin because we're human beings, but He doesn't count us as a sinner before Him. Our standing is the wonderful part of this, having peace with God. And we've emphasized this before, but you stand before the presence of God, justified, righteous in His presence. And that never changes once you become a child of God. That's what eternal salvation speaks of. Jesus said, I will give unto you everlasting life, or eternal life. That's what the basis of this is, that we have a standing with God. We have the peace of God. And notice it is the peace with God, which is by faith. We have no ability, no strength to have that peace. We are black with sin. We had no assurance of ever recovering from that until Jesus came. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. People believe that today, that you've got to work for it, and if you don't work for it, you're going to lose it. That isn't what the Scripture says. The Scripture says it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. Titus 3, 6. Glory to God. So, this translation, let's go down and read verse 12 there in Romans 5. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude, or as the same as Adam, because of his transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. And then verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded to many. So praise the Lord. He has given us this salvation. Glory to God. I won't read that other verse right now. So, this wonderful grace of God has brought peace with God. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:22 says, and you who were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. Hallelujah. We are the children of the living God. Now we're going to look at the peace of God, which is different. We can have the peace with God because we're saved. But a lot of times we don't really lay hold of the peace of God. He wants us to have peace every day. Peace in the circumstances of life. In whatever it is that is bugging us. Having peace. So let's read in the book of John, Jesus' words again. In John 16. John 16. This was right there before He went away. Before He was going into Garden of Gethsemane, chapter 16, verse 32. He says this, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. You might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation. Now, we already have the peace with God. But there is this little problem that we have, and that is trials. Wouldn't it be something if we had no trials? I don't think we would be very yielded to God, and I don't think that we would trust God as much or pray as much as we do. But the trials come and the tests come. And so we have to learn that there is a peace with God. And this is a peace that settles the mind. Our mind is a problem. We just think of all these thoughts. Are you like that? Just think of thoughts that really shouldn't be thinking about. Defeating things. Oh my, what'll happen now? Oh my goodness sake, you know, I'm worried. Those are defeating thoughts. The word overcome. He says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But I've overcome the world. That word overcome, again, means to conquer, to prevail, to get the victory. And, of course, the word tribulation means affliction. That could be body affliction, trials, anguish. Things are not going well. Somebody's in terrible trouble in our family. Somebody has passed away. Burdens, persecution, and trouble. So there is peace. Quietness, that's what it means. Quietness, rest. That's what the Amplified says. Carolyn's probably reading that. The quietness and rest that we have in the circumstance, be at peace in faith believing. That's the peace of God, saints of God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. And I don't know if I even wrote that scripture down. I was intended to. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I think that that's Ephesians, Philippians. Praise the Lord. The peace that passes all understanding, the peace that passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. How often, now that's Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Have you experienced that in your life? He will give you peace over something that most of the world would be falling apart about. He will give you peace and victory in a time when it looks impossible. When Satan is constantly jabbing at you about something, trying to make you remember the faults of other people and all that stuff he does. You know, because you're a human being like me. And I'm sure that every one of us go through those kind of things where the devil just prods us, try to get us defeated. But there is that peace. When we call out to the living God, that peace of God just comes over us. It passes all understanding. In other words, this is not a time to have peace. There is a trial going on that, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to get through this? How am I ever going to have any victory over this? Oh, I'm not strong enough. I'm not able enough. I can't do it. You know, you come to a good place. I can't do it. That's when the Lord can come in and give you the peace of God. The peace of God, which, as he says, passes understanding. People will look at you in a trial and say, I don't know how you stand that. Have you ever had anybody say that? I have. I've had people say, I don't know how you took that. I don't know how you stand that. That's our natural mind, see. But the thing, the thought, and the real fact is, when people trust in God, he gives them the strength to do this. He gives them the strength to manifest this peace. Notice it shall keep, and that means it's going to guard you. That peace of God is going to guard your mind, your heart, your inner being, and your mind. Our mind has so much to do with it, doesn't it? be at peace in faith believing. Now there's a verse in Isaiah. We won't turn, no, I guess we better. Isaiah 26, it's a wonderful verse. It's a verse nearly all of us probably know, but look in Isaiah 26. I know that this is on a promise, in a promise box and different things that you can read, but it's just such a beautiful verse. And it's speaking of, we know that it's speaking of this practical, everyday peace of God, because our peace with Christ, as far as our salvation, is settled. We don't have to pray that the Lord's going to keep us. He is going to keep us. That's his promise, okay? So in this verse 3 of Isaiah 26, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Now the word perfect here means complete or whole or entire. In other words, it isn't going to be just a little tiny bit of peace. Well, I can get through this barely. I'm going to get through this barely. That's not what it means. There is going to be an abundance of peace come into your mind and your heart, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord. Now, what does that mean? It means that when the devil, like the song of the Grace and Glory, makes you blue, trust the Lord. You ever come to a trial where it's so horrible, hard, you could think you couldn't stand it? Well, then it's when you fall down before the Lord and say, "Here I am, I can't take this. I've got to have victory. I've got to have peace." And you know what? It just comes in. It is so wonderful. Praise the Lord. This beautiful quietness and rest, it comes in. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." He puts his faith in God. She, he, we both. We put our faith in God. We bring our burden to the Lord. And how do we keep our mind on the Lord? How is that? You know, the devil's very good at keeping us so busy that we don't keep our mind on the Lord. It's just numbers and numbers of things to do every single day, and we don't take the time we should to read the Word and pray. We need to be taking time every day thinking about God, thinking about His way, seeking His way, asking Him to help us for the day, starting our day with God. And notice what it says in verse 4. "Trust you in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." That's where your strength comes from. It's not a matter of turning over a new leaf. It's not a matter of you going here from this place and saying, "I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to pray every day." That probably won't work. But if you, in your heart, say, "Father, help me to be at peace. To be at peace, I'm going to start reading my Bible. I am going to start hearing the Word of God on CDs or whatever you can do to get the Word of God more and more in your thoughts. Listening to gospel music that has good thoughts, that are not defeating thoughts. Those things are going to put perfect peace in your heart. Perfect peace. Glory to God. So as far as our salvation, we're assured that we're saved and we're going to go to heaven. Jesus made the peace on the cross. So how do we keep on feeling that peace? It's through God's word. In Hebrews 10:25, it says this, "Not forsaking of the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is." Even in Paul's day, that was true, that some did not attend the meetings and were not faithful to the meetings. And he says, you need to be together. God has put us in a group. That's how we are. We are the church of the living God, not just our assembly here, but all the believers. He has initiated that we come and be here together and hear the word of God preached. He has initiated the pastors, teachers, all of that. That's what he has put together, the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Exhorting one another. That's what I'm doing this morning. You want more peace in your life? You want more victory in your life? Get more word in your life. Get more of the word of God in your life. Exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. The time is advancing. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? I certainly can. I think Jesus could come at any moment. Another scripture that we won't look up, but Isaiah 9:6, a prophecy of Jesus Christ coming to this earth. You remember what he was called? Isaiah 9:6, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, the Ruler of Peace. He gives us peace. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So we need to read God's word more. We need to believe that God is on our side. He is our victory. He is our strength. 2 Corinthians 13:11, Paul says, "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you." Now, when it says live in peace, the Amplified Version says this: enjoy the spiritual well-being experienced by believers who walk closely with God. A well-being, a feeling of well-being, security, happiness. Enjoy that by living in peace. Every day, living in peace. If you find yourself, you know, Satan just bombards. He will bring stuff to your mind that happened umpteen years ago for you to feel bad about. But you have to live. You learn to live in peace. You have to say, no, I'm going to think on the Lord. I'm going to think of the goodness of God. I was so impressed by that song that Brother Gerardo and Christina sang, "In the Goodness of God." That song is a treasure. The goodness of God. What a good and wonderful Lord he is. And all we have to do is just call to him. He says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will hear you and I will answer you." Just call upon me. That's all there is that you need to do. And also, you can call on the people to pray for you. But if you're down and you've got a problem, call upon the name of the Lord. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind, living in peace. That's what I want. I just want to live in that peace that passes all understanding, Paul says. It does. The world out there is crazy. They're going nuts. I mean, they are in panic. Look what they're doing to the cities. It's ridiculous. And the people in authority just standing there watching them, going to defund the police. Ridiculous. They are totally out there somewhere. I don't know where. Their minds are blown. They're out. But we have peace. We can live our life in peace every day. When Satan bombards you, remember who you are. I'm the child of the living God. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm going to let that peace of God come upon me. He says to be perfect. And you might say, well, how can I be perfect? I mean, I'm not perfect. I am not perfect, folks. In case you didn't know, I am not perfect. I'm sure you knew that already. You're not perfect either. But it means, in the Greek, to be made complete. Be made complete. So how are we? We should be wanting the Lord to make us complete, because we're not complete yet. The work has not all been done yet. We can't look around at our brothers and sisters and say, well, God is sure not allowing the Lord to work in their life. Well, how about us? This is the one we should be concerned about. Is God really working in me? Is he really changing me? Do I have peace? Or am I frustrated all the time, worrying and concerned about stuff that I shouldn't even be concerned about? All of us do that from time to time. None of us are perfect here. Remember that. But he says, be made complete. And he says to live in peace. Notice that what he says at the last. And live in peace. Just live in it. That's what we need. You believe that? How many of you believe this message? Amen. Amen. I like some amens. Glory to God. God is such a wonderful God. He's watching over us. We're going to sing a song, and if you have any needs, feel free to come up. We'll be glad to pray for you. If you want to pray at the altar, feel free to do that. Praise the Lord. He is our peace.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake,